This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Naeem Rahmani is unusual in the world of classical guitar. He began formal lessons at age 22, an age most serious players had already been practicing 4 to 5 hours per day since their mid-teens. The Iranian native who moved to the U.S. in 2003 is one of three guest soloists at the upcoming Classical Mandolin Society of America convention in Uptown Normal the week of October 9th. The three soloists will perform at a variety of evening concerts during the convention, culminating in a Saturday night en masse concert at ISU Center for the Performing Arts. It will include more than 100 mandolinists. Rahmani is currently on the music faculty at Bellevue College in Washington and director of the Seattle Isfahan Guitar Project. Impressive career stepping the now 35-year-old told WGLT as John Norton would have been much more difficult had he tried to move to the U.S. more recently.
Right now, it's all shut down. You can't really get into the country. And also the things that is happening with the administration that they want to take the refugee status. So I came as a refugee. So right now, if you're trying to come to the United States, it's impossible because we don't take refugee anymore.
Related to that, especially in the last 2 or 3 years, have you had any incidents where, you know, you felt uncomfortable in the United States?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, the thing is, traveling is always hard for me because I'm a U.S. citizen. You know, I became citizen in 2008, but because of my first name and last name, traveling is very hard because, I can't really check in online. So I have to go through the booth, and it takes sometimes 40 to 45 minutes. And sometimes these are for domestic flights, you know. I was in Berlin last year, was trying to come back to Seattle, and they could not print out my boarding pass, but I had my ticket. So I was just telling them that here's the ticket. And I said, well, we can't really print out your boarding pass. And I was in Berlin and was going to Cologne, and from Cologne, my connection was coming to Seattle. And then they just said, well, look, we're going to give you the boarding pass from Berlin to Cologne, but we cannot print your boarding pass from Cologne to Seattle. That needs to be handled when you get to Cologne. But in the incidents, you know, I really have not had any, unless I didn't hear it, but I have not really had any major incidents, you know, being in this country.
And I'm thinking about the what you just outlined with your airline travel. That's even before you try to bring your guitar with you, right?
Yeah, and then when you bring the guitar, I think I don't know how much my ethnicity would. But usually having the guitar on, that just makes it so difficult. And I had this experience, my flying with United. This is like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and they broke my guitar. It was a very, very expensive guitar, and so it got fixed. But it's always a battle with, you know, travel with my guitar.
Raheem, you mentioned that you left your home country of Iran at age 17. You landed in Turkey for, 2.5, 3 years?
Yeah, 2.5.
Okay, then you came to the United States as a refugee. First of all, why did you have to go to Turkey? Second of all, why were you applying for refugee status?
Oh, well, you know, I grew up in a minority. We're practicing Baha'ism, you know. If you're a Baha'i, you're living in Iran, so you don't have the civil right. You know, you can't. The highest education we could get in a public school was, you know, going to high school. And then, you know, you can't work for the government. You cannot be a teacher. You know, there's so many restrictions because you're discriminated because, you're not Muslim, basically. So, you know, and then that was a lot of Baha'i people, you know, left the country. But, you know, the Islamic Republic government, they started giving passports to the Baha'i people. And it was a time, but for me, I was 17. But when you have to be 18, you have to serve military, you know, so... And that's why, you know, I came. You know, most of it was just really following what I wanted to do.
Our guest is Naeem Rahmani on WGLT's Sound Ideas. He's a classical guitarist. He'll be in town really soon. Having started so late, which is really unusual for someone who's in classical music, usually by the time you're 22 years old, you've been practicing 4, 5, 6 hours a day for 7 or 8 years, probably, right? So did you, were you sort of a prodigy of sorts once you picked up the guitar, or was it just an extremely amount, a lot of work?
No, I don't think I would call myself a prodigy, but, you know, the thing is about it, you know, of course, is the love of it that it really drives or drove me to get to the place that I am, you know. And yes, you know, maybe I have a little bit skill, but most of it, to be honest, there is the discipline, but also the musicianship that it takes to get you to where I, you know, you want to be, you know. So yes, I mean, I started in tune when I was 20. That's pretty late, you know. I mean, there's so many struggles with that. And then also being a first generation musician in your family, that, you know, look, you know, if your mom and dad are a musician, you're very well connected in the music scene.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
You don't really have to reinvent the wheel here. So if your dad is a composer, if your mom is a violinist, so you're already living in that musician community, there's a lot of doors open to you. And when you come from a first generation, you have to figure these things out.
You mentioned reinventing the wheel, and there's a project that you have put out. It's called The Wheel with the Seattle Isfahan Music Project. You're the artistic director. If I have this right, this is a show where you worked with the Seattle Mandolin Orchestra, similar to what you're going to be working with when you're in town here. What is the musical idea itself behind The Wheel?
Just to give you some idea about the Seattle Isfahan music, what is it, you know? So basically, you know, because I got my music education in the States, I never learned, did not have any music background back home in Isfahan. So I thought, you know, I would love to know these musicians back home. So this is basically a collaborative venture between musicians from Seattle and Isfahan. And sometimes I work with, not particularly from Isfahan, but, you know, some other region. And the whole idea was to bring together performers and composers, you know, from two cities. You know, develop new contemporary classical works that incorporate the wealth of music and, you know, art and literature that exists in Iranian culture. And then when we did the first project, The Wheel, it was based on the poetry of Omar Khayyam, one of the great Iranian poets. And the whole idea was that because I was going through this whole phase of, you know, it's The Wheel. I mean, I don't have the political and things that was happening, but with the refugees and things, and, you know, some, or just your whole faith. Sometimes you're not the one who's running it. Somebody else is running it for you. It's that whole idea with wheel. If they're rotating it, it can click and it can stay somewhere. And right now we're in this situation that has stopped in a not a good place. I mean, if you're a refugee or if you're this or that, or just the whole whatever we're going through. Khayyam is very rubaiyat, it's the quatrain, very deep and very thoughtful, you know, and I thought it would be a great way of introducing, you know, the Iranian poetry to American. I mean, not that they did not know, but everybody knows Rumi or Khayyam, especially in the 60s, I think Khayyam was a big thing. And then the second one, we actually did this in 2018, and then we have a new one, it's called 33, and it has to do with the water crisis that is happening now in Iran. Particularly, you know, the drought that is affecting the Zoya and the Rud, which is the main river that gave birth to the ancient city of Isfahan.
With The Wheel, my understanding is one of the things you wanted to accomplish with this is to highlight not the differences between, say, Iran and the United States, or maybe the Middle East and the West, but the similarities we have.
We all share something, and that, I mean, I know it's sort of a cliche to say, but it's just love of the music or the passion that you have for creating the sound, and that's how the sound affects you. That's very common, you know, and this music doesn't sound Iranian because that's not what I was focused on. There is no difference. There is a common connection that we have when we share something. Of course, you know, I would love to, you know, bring some of the wealth of the literature and the poetry and some of these things inside that project. So if you're not familiar with that, the Iranian culture that has deep connection with the poetry and music, so that's something that I would love to just for my American audience or in general people to get to know that culture a little bit better than, you know, the things that is happening. So
Naeem Rahmani, thank you so much for your time. It's great to talk to you.
Absolute pleasure.
Classical guitarist Naeem Rahmani speaking with WGLT's John Norton. He's one of three guest soloists at the upcoming Classical Mandolin Society of America convention at the Marriott Hotel in Uptown Normal the week of October 9th. The three soloists will perform at a variety of evening concerts during that convention, open to the public, culminating in a Saturday night en masse concert at ISU's Center for the Performing Arts. That will include over 100 mandolinists.